بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك سورة تبارك is a very very great surah. The person reads this surah Tabarak every day and protect the person in a qabr. The time when a person wants, when the farishta is in a qabr, the farishta that stands for punishment, when that farishta comes for the person who has surah Tabarak, who makes a habit of reading daily surah Tabarak, so he comes on the right to punish him. So the Tabarak will stop straight away, telling him, no, you cannot. You were reading Surah Tabarak, that's why you cannot. He comes from the left hand side, the same thing stopping him, you cannot. He comes from the left, from the left side, he comes to try to punish him. He says, no, you should stand and read Surah Tabarak. Then from the head he comes right down to punish him. That side also, the same thing happens. They say, no, that his tongue was in the Surah Tabarak, we cannot punish him at all. So you do not know the value of Surah Tabarak. It protects a person from punishment in a qabr, because you know what the qabr is. Allah Ta'ala must protect us from that. Once the Sahaba were gone one place, and they camped one place, and they did not realize there was a qabr there. So while they were sleeping, they heard from the qabr Surah Tabarak. They went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and informed him, and this is what we heard there, we saw this. So yes, Tabarak is a surah that will protect a person from punishment in the qabr. So we must make it a habit of reading Surah Tabarak. But that does not mean we must commit sins too. It's obvious, when you go to a doctor, the doctor tells you, take this medication, but remember, keep away from this and keep away from that. You say, no, I'm not going to keep away from those things, I'm still going to take the medicine. Will the medicine help you? It cannot help you because you're not following the instructions. So this does not mean now that because now we've got the right to read Tabarak in the qabr, everything will be supreme. No, everything got this. That's why Allah Ta'ala said, لِيَبَلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. In this لِيَبَلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that we are going to live in this world to test you for a very short time. We came to this world, we're going to test you whether you're going to do good deeds or bad deeds. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, the word Allah Ta'ala says, whether I'm going to see whether you're going to do good deeds and bad deeds. In other words, I'll be taking you to task for these two things. So one side you can read the Surah Tabarak, inshallah, the barakat of that will be protected from the punishment of the qabr. But remember, Allah Ta'ala will question you. That's why in another ayat, Al-Haqqa, my Surah Al-Haqqa, you can hide from people in this world. You can commit all kinds of sins in this world, you can hide from people, you can do people down, all kinds of things you can do in this world, no problem, you can do this. You think you're enjoying yourself, get on enjoying. Here you may be hide from there, but there on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says, everything will be open. The slightest thing that you have did wrong to will be opened. Now just imagine, yeah, you're hiding from people. There you'll be open to everyone, the whole world. All the farishtas will be looking at you. Everyone will look at you, all the wrongs that you have done, all the sins that you have committed, all the things that wrong you did. You caused harm to people in every way. Everything will be exposed. Who want to be exposed? You have to be frightened, you don't want anyone to know about your wrongs. You want to, at that occasion, you want all this be opened there. Allah protect us. Just to tell you this, but then Allah Ta'ala says that you will be all open at that time. Allah has full knowledge of everything. That's why I say the people who will be given this, their deeds in the right hand, when they will be given the right hand, they say, you see, I was very happy, I was waiting that my deeds might be given the right hand. I was making sure that you keep away from the wrong in the world too. Because I know Allah Ta'ala will question me, that's why I kept away from all the wrongs. That's why today I'm in this position that Allah has given me my deeds in the right hand and is taking me to Jannah with all the beautiful fruits and whatever to eat and rest of it. So we must make dua that Allah must give our deeds in the right hand. Leave alone right hand, Allah Ta'ala must give, oh Allah, we sinners, let us be that special people of yours who will be going into Jannah without reckoning. We sinners, Allah Ta'ala included in that deed. That's all. Then Allah Ta'ala says, goes on, that those people will give them the deeds in the left hand. That is something. See, we will read the Quran, we just read the Quran. When the people of the great people, when they read the Quran, they understand the Quran. They begin to think now, Ya Allah, begin to think now, which way will I be in? They don't just jump into conclusion, don't worry, I'm doing very good deeds, I'm doing the right hand. The fear comes into him. That's why Ibrahim and Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, I do not know fariqum fi jannah or fariqum fi sa'ir. I do not know which road I'll be in. They always have a fear, I don't know, Ya Allah, whether I'll be in jannah or jannah. When the person has this fear in his heart that I don't know whether it'll be jannah or jahannam, what do you think he'll be doing all the time? He will try his level best, Ya Allah, whatever I do, I'm letting it be for jannah. Let it be for jannah. So this is what it is this month, that the people be given the deeds in the left hand. When they've been given the deeds in the left hand, they begin to say, Ya Allah, I do not want to see my deeds too. I hope I will not here to see my deeds. In other words, I hope I should be dead. Now who want to be like that? So we've been given the opportunity in this world, we know that, remember this month, your deeds, we can't be questioned for your deeds. Try to improve your life. Become more close to Allah Ta'ala. Make tawbah. Remember the door of tawbah is always open. Repent. The forgiveness is there. Remember from Ramadan, Allah forgives those people that shaitan looks and gets ashamed to. He never expected any one of them to be forgiven that day on this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala forgives those people. Shaitan says, what? He cannot believe these people will be forgiven. So let us take advantage of this great month and ask for forgiveness all the time. Forgiveness all the time. That on the day of Qiyamah, we face Allah Ta'ala, our slate will be completely clear. وآخر الدعوان الحمد لله رب الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخط النار اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد ورحمته يا رب العالمين.